Virgil came off the field a little tenderly at the end there.
He's okay. We got a few guys nicked up today, but Schofield left practice. Back's bothering him a little bit. Capri got an ankle. And there's one more. Who was it? One more. I can't remember exactly what. But, you know, we're at that stage. We've got a lot of nicks, you know. Nothing that shouldn't have everybody back out here Thursday. We had a couple of guys still out from yesterday. Marvin and Llorente were out today. Y'all saw that. So, yeah, we're nicked up. But, you know, that's that part of camp. And get a little break tomorrow. Hopefully we get everybody as close to back on the field Thursday as we possibly can.
What's Llorente?
Llorente's got a groin.
Marvin.
Same thing. Both of them. Yeah. Both of them.
And then Wolf looked like the heat.
Yeah, I just think Derek had a few things today, you know, but I think he's okay. Like I said, we just got to push through some things. But, you know, that was our longest practice so far, and had a lot of stuff. We went to the red zone today, had a lot of new teaching, and with that came a lot of mistakes. So we got a lot of things as coaches we got to go back and fix. But you know, we've had some good work, and like I said, we give them a day here, and they get back to work Thursday.
This team with Peyton the last few years, it's pretty pass heavy in the red zone. You have a philosophy on how to go about it?
Well, I mean, you guys know me. I like being physical all over the field, you know, and I think if you can make people play eight guys in a box in the red zone, and you're not throwing against, you know, an eight-man drop, a three-man rush, it sure is a lot easier to run the ball, too. So the only way you're going to get people to do that is to be able to run the football well down there. So we'll stay committed to our offense one way or another. But, you know, he does a lot of great things in the red zone. The thing I was really pleased at practice today, at the end of the day, when the team was dragging, the quarterbacks made plays. All three of them made big plays, you know. So that's what they got to do. That's their job. That's their responsibility. Well, he's just always trying to remind them of where you're at, you know. And I think the first thing as a coach, you want to see them do that, you know. You don't want to see them waiting on you all the time because you're not out there on the field with them come game day. So you want to see your leaders, you know, stop things like that and regroup the things. But, you know, it's part of football, too. During the game, you have bad things happen to you. Can you regroup and go to the next series? So that's the way practice is. I'm just trying to remind them each and every day.
Coach, you may have answered this question many times about first day here. So how is the transition going, coming back?
Oh, it's been good, you know. Obviously, I'm very familiar. I know where to go. I know where everything is in the building and all those good things. But football is football. You know, there's a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of work to do to put this team together. And it's going to be some really difficult decisions because it's an extremely talented team and some nice additions as far as young players. So, you know, we got to sort all that out, and it happens really quick, you know. What are we, 10 days away from playing right now? And once you start playing in this business, I mean, it starts to go really fast. So we got a lot to get done here in the next 10 days.
Aaron, you talk about dragging there in this practice. You get to that break in the practice schedule about the right time, kind of figured this might be.
Yeah, I think so. You know, what are we, 6 days now? Something like that, you know, from start to today. But, you know, usually when you've had your pads on for about 3 days, that's probably about as bad as they're going to feel all year long, you know. So, but you got to, like I told them today, I said, it's also the time you get probably become your best as a player because you got to push through those things. You got to play with technique when you're tired. So it's a gut check right now. They know it. They're telling each other that, and that's a good thing. So as a team, if you're going to get to where you want to go, you got to be able to push through those days.
Coach, I think you said Marvin was nicked up during OTAs and knee camp as well. Mm-hmm. How's he been this offseason, training camp, and what do you want to see from him?
Well, I mean, he's been fine. He's just missed a lot of time, you know. And, you know, it's a tough football team to make. So we got to get him healthy. You know, we got a little growing yesterday. We got to get him healthy. And hopefully tomorrow's break gives him a little bit more time, those type of things. We got to get him back on the field because, like I said, this is going to be a tough team to make for a lot of people. And we got to give everybody a legitimate, you know, shot. So he needs his reps like anybody else. Well, James is James. I know James very good, but I'm impressed with Joe. You know, I can't remember which scout went and found him, but that was a good find. He fits what we do. He's athletic. He's physical. He's willing to hit, and he's going to be a good special teams player. So that's what we look for in a fullback, and, you know, good group, good two to go out. They play a lot of spots, too. That's a nice thing.
And you can catch as well.
Yeah, they both have good hands, so that helps. But our fullbacks, we want them to be smart and physical. We ask them to do a lot in the fronts and stuff in the run game. So I think it's a good place for Joe to be, to make in this league. It's a good offense, good place for him to be.
How's the next, just in terms of progressing with the playbook?
You know what we did today? Today he went as long as he took two 7-on-7 periods and practiced probably for about an hour and 10 minutes. So He'll come in for his treatment tomorrow and those type of things, stay on his schedule, but I'm hoping through the course of next week he's pretty much ready to cut loose and go full with the guys.
Does that apply to Antonio Smith? Where's
he at? Antonio actually did team today. He took limited reps of team. The thought was to do that today, gets a break tomorrow, then we go back at it on Thursday. But I think they're both very close to getting turned loose to go, yeah.
Coach, what does the coaching staff do on an off day?
Work. Yeah, we got plenty to do. The thing about that's tough about campus coaches, you're constantly teaching and grinding, but you do have to stop and evaluate. And evaluation is probably the most important thing we do. So I think it's at a break right now, 4 or 5 days, to take a hard look at what's going on, evaluate where we're at, if we need to move some people around, those type of things. But that's our most important job, is evaluating what we have and getting people in the right place.
I think Emmanuel capitalized on Demarius' absence as far as maybe his leadership with the younger guys or anything?
I think, first off, I mean, you wish Demarius was out there and they're working together, but I think it helps him, you know, because he's, you know, how long has he been playing? Heck, I don't even know. How many years is he? Six, something like that. But, yeah, he's got a lot of guys looking at him, and he's a good example. He's a hard worker. He pushes himself, makes a great play at the end of practice, you know, made a great play on the 4th-and-4 drill that we had going. But I'm very impressed with him. He loves to play, has a lot of fun out here, got a lot of confidence, which good players do. So I think it's helped him. I think it's, you know, he could probably answer that for himself, but I think it's helped him.
How valuable are those reps for Cody to be in the first team?
They're really good. You know, he made some big plays today. He and Bradley had a good battle going on in practice in some situations today. Bradley would make a play. He'd make a play. But it's an opportunity. We all know where we want Cody to be a month from now as far as being a part of this team and being a, you know, big contributor. And he's on his way, you know. Got the wind knocked out of him a little bit today, but he's doing a good job and a good job on special teams also.
Coach,